Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man is in the hospital after his car was hit by a train in Coosada. Police say this happened around 7:30 last night at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. When authorities got to the scene, they found an elderly man lying unconscious in the road. No word on his condition today. No arrests after a shooting in Montgomery last night. Police say this happened near Happiness Avenue just before 7 o'clock. The victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with serious injuries. And a $20 million renovation plan is in the works for Garrett Coliseum. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the city and county are working to take the Coliseum over from the state. Some of the upgrades would include adding AC to the arena and upgrades to seating and technology. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Florida is being warned. The latest prediction, Dorian could be a powerful hurricane by the time it nears Florida's east coast this holiday weekend.
Prosecutors say High Point University student Paul Stieber wanted to carry out America's next mass shooting, but that campus security guards foiled the alleged plot.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs now investigating 11 suspicious deaths at a medical center in West Virginia. At least one death has now been ruled a homicide.
Some mosquitoes from the Midwest to the east coast are carrying a virus that can kill people in days.
A top Lowe's executive is apologizing after saying a power drill was perfect for, quote, Hispanic pros with smaller hands.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg is back on dry land after 15 days at sea.
All of this is very overwhelming.
The 16-year-old Swedish student set sail from England August 14, taking a boat, she said, because flying is terrible for the planet.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstown 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. It's getting kind of chilly in here.
It is.
Oh, man. Start the fire. By the way, a couple of items here. Number one, Sweet Creek Farm Market has got the Boston Butt, $35 normally, but for Dan Morris Show listeners, $25. You have to go 280 Farm Today is the last day to do it. You can have it, pick it up tomorrow, pick it up Saturday. They're perfect for games. They are absolutely delicious. I'm telling you, if you've got 10 people coming over, you know, you're going to feed everybody a bunch. Also, on Saturday, game day, Fresh Market is doing the ribs cooking by Chef Cecil. And he will be doing those $14.99 a slab. That's from 10 to 2 on Saturday, 10 to 2 on Monday, actual Labor Day. So that is great for the game. That's what I'm doing for the early game. We're going to do ribs and salsa and queso and Corona, of course. And then night game gets, Auburn's going to get steak, peppers from Sweet Creek Farm Market, baked potato, mushrooms, and all the goodies that go with that, and then I have to figure out a dessert. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend Red Top. Red Top, how did you like this morning?
Oh, gorgeous, and tomorrow's going to be beautiful, too. And it almost looks like a springish sky, doesn't it?
I tell you what, this morning I went out on the deck. I had a cup of coffee on the deck, had the TV out there, was watching the news, just enjoying it. And then it didn't take long to get up to 82 degrees. But boy, when it was in the high 60s, low 70s, it was perfect.
Yes, almost fallish.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You know, this girl, teenager, who has floated across the Atlantic, this is so useless. She needs to be. How come she isn't floating into Hong Kong?
I don't know. You're talking about the climate lady, the climate girl.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I went over this with Barrett in the morning, but he wasn't interested in statistics. But, you know, only 1.3 billion people in the world live in these countries who are talking about climate change. And they are the cleanest countries in the world, the ones that are talking about climate change. The ones not talking about climate change are the rest of the 5.7 billion people on this planet who don't even participate in any kind of pollution or garbage control. So why in her smart butt peddling over to the Emperor of China, which you heard he was named spiritual leader as well day before yesterday. Did you hear that?
Did not hear that.
I apparently am the only one. It was on Nightly Business Report. His new title is Bling Xu, as well as president of China. And this puts him in the light of an emperor, being the spiritual and the political leader of China. And he's there for life.
Yeah, well, we already knew that part.
Yeah, you ought to look it up, this new title he's got. They said it's going to affect everything about him, his dealings with negotiations, with trade, and everything. And why don't you just pedal on into China and see how Mr. Xi appreciates her philosophy. She's going to speak at the UN in New York. These are all the cleanest places in the world. How useless.
Really?
So, in closing, Roll Tide, go Trump, guys. Thank you.
You have a great day, Red Top. Enjoy.
I will.
News Channel 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show. Let's do the AOC thing. This is Laura Ingraham talking about AOC and climate change.
I have some bad news for you.
Listen.
AOC has insomnia, and she thinks this one thing should keep you up, too.
Even while I was on vacation, I woke up in the middle of the night at 3:30 in the morning, just concerned about climate change. Glaciers are melting. Our sea levels are rising.
I have a question. Does that box mac and cheese she was making come with a tinfoil hat? Well, like Bernie with his comments about the Chinese, AOC's late-night musings revealed the true agenda of the climate change crew.
This is not about, like, just putting solar panels on people's roofs. This is about changing our consumption. This is about living our whole lives in a way that is more sustainable and humane. We're not trying to end cows and plane travel, but we need to change our lives.
There you have it. As I told you in part one of my angle, this isn't about science. It's not about facts. This is really about government controlling almost every aspect of your life. But the liberal elites won't change their lifestyles under this system. They won't change their lifestyles one iota. As in any socialist state, there's the very rich, they're way at the top, and there's stooges in government who dictate the terms for everybody else. Then there's a puny, beleaguered middle class, and the rest are the poor people. Leonardo DiCaprio, he's still going to fly to movie shoots and social media conferences on a G5.
You think overhauling our economy to decarbonize and save the planet is going to be expensive? Try not decarbonizing our economy and allowing sea levels to rise, every coastal city to go underwater, every Midwestern city experiencing drought on a level that we have not seen. That's going to be way more expensive.
That means the Obamas are going to be way out of their house on Martha's Vineyard, too. Wow. So don't sweat the $93 trillion price tag for the Green New Deal. It'll practically pay for itself. Now, where have we heard that before?
Coastal cities underwater. So that's where she lives, by the way. She lives in a coastal city, New York. So I wonder if she's moving to higher ground.
Right, and that's under the worst-case scenario computer modeling. So there's a lot baked into that assumption.
She was amazing. Absolutely amazing. These guys have just not... they haven't really kind of come around. We had Clay McGinnis on yesterday, and he was talking about something that got another national news story, and that's the Ring system. And Clay, and I think he was thinking a good idea, can you put some Ring doorbells that are out there that can also help with crime prevention? Well, this is being actually done in some other cities. The question is about who's going to be able to use the information and have access to it. Now, this is where my libertarian juices start flowing. I'm not big into somebody being able to look and see what it's happened around my house, but let's listen to the story about the Ring security system.
Word of a growing partnership between police and the popular doorbell company Ring is raising privacy concerns nationwide. Amazon-owned Ring sells low-cost home security systems. Ring said yesterday more than 400 law enforcement agencies use its neighborhood watch program. That gives police potential access to customers' videos. Jamie Ukas shows us how guarding your home could compromise your privacy.
Somebody's there and they're breaking into my house.
Ring's home surveillance cameras have captured crooks in the act.
Hey man, don't do it.
Everything from home break-ins to stolen packages.
You can stay informed with alerts from your community.
Ring also offers the Neighbors app, which lets customers know when and where a crime happens in their area. It works in conjunction with the so-called Neighbors portal, now used by some 400 law enforcement agencies, to request customer video that might help their investigations. Ring CEO Jamie Siminoff.
My goal would be to have every law enforcement agency on the police portal. It helps all communities come together to make things safer.
We're going to see a growing sense of people sort of becoming kind of informants on our neighbors and our neighborhoods.
Andrew Ferguson is author of The Rise of Big Data Policing.
There's obviously going to be potential problems with who gets targeted in those neighborhood apps, and that can be very troubling because what can happen, of course, is that there could be a police response, and that could impact someone's liberty, someone's lives.
Ring says its customers have complete control over their videos and can choose to give consent to a law enforcement request for access.
The Ring customer will see a request come up. They can either accept the request or they can opt out of that request and all future requests, and the police will never see if they have done that.
But privacy advocates worry that customers might not always have the final say.
Yes, we have a choice sometimes, but it's very easy for police to get a search warrant for that same footage if they believe a crime has occurred.
I can tell you we'll always follow the laws, but we will always fight for our customers' rights, their control, and their privacy.
So let me take a wild stab. If you had a Ring doorbell system, security system, I don't see Joey Clark releasing that to the police. At request.
I wouldn't install one anyway. I think it's brilliant technology, but I don't own a large home, so to speak. I might consider it then, and I would be very hesitant to give it up. But I'll tell you, like, even as a libertarian, I don't distrust, say, Montgomery Municipal Police. To the city, you know, me saying, okay, you can use this at your request is not the same thing as, say, like, me being concerned about the National Security Agency spying on everything.
Well, It's kind of another way of looking at things is that I think the concept of the Ring system on houses that you can go through and kind of build a pattern that you may see somebody go by your house and be able to track a car. I mean, that's what they did with the Jesse Smollett guys. They tracked them through cameras, but it wasn't home systems. It was cameras, security cameras. And I think that's more of where we need to be looking at is can you put a network of security cameras out now a lot cheaper than you used to be able to and kind of look at that, and can that be eyes on target?
Well, and I really don't have much of a problem with cameras in public places. I think when you're out in public, there's not much expectation.
And the street is a public place.
Yes. Now, do I like, for instance, these things that can kind of, you know, any sort of thermal scanning, you're looking what's in people's pockets. I mean, there's some things I think go too far, but I don't expect privacy when I'm out in public, for instance.
Yeah, my problem is the launching pad being a house. That's where I have problems. Like on my system, I've got a pretty intricate system, but for example, I can go in. And if there's been motion on my cameras, a light will be on, and then I can pull up that camera, and it will take me to where the motion was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been some weird stuff. I mean, I've seen, you know, everything from dogs to raccoons to possums to what I think was a wolf, or a real ugly large fox.
I don't know. I would certainly be happy if somebody commits a crime or a suspect a crime and I have cameras and the police want that footage, I'd hand it over. I don't know about a constant stream, though. Would it actually give an advantage to stopping crime?
But if you have it on an actual street lamp and it's looking down while we drive, and then you have another looking down the other way while we drive, and that really would help you piece together some of this stuff. Well,
and I think what, for instance, to bring up what Clay McInnes was saying yesterday, I think it acts as a very, and it's been proven in places that have done it, it acts as a deterrent. When people know there's a Ring system on your house, they're not going to break into it. And they might break in if they don't know, but it's a nice deterrent.
Well, I've seen people come up to my house with my alert system on, and I have a sign that says I have a security system, and I've watched people go down the driveway, and they're looking, and they see the camera.
Right.
And then they turn around and leave.
I know people who have cameras installed that aren't actually working cameras, but they're very obviously, they could be working. Dogs are very effective. I'm all for any type of
pistols.
Pistols. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, deterrents that aren't even weaponized, I think, can really get people who might want to break in somewhere thinking. Yeah, I think that could be effective. I don't know. I would have to be sold on. I'm not completely against the idea of a security agency, local police.
I think the concept of a police building a camera system on roads, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, it's Randall.
Randall. I'm sorry. I said Rodney.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. Hey, on that, yesterday I must have misunderstood Mr. The man's name, McGinnis.
Clay McGinnis.
I thought he was saying he was just going to take $100,000, what it takes to outfit a cop for a year, and put that money to adding more doorbell systems. Because I thought he talked about this on your show, but I know for a fact the mayor is already doing this. They already got a bunch of businesses, and he says that it took the place of six cops. One cop can sit there, and it took the place of six patrolling. And he got two inside this, but he's already doing that. I mean, and now they're going to add the front camera off the trucks that, you know, which y'all was talking about too, but, you know, they map the road, see what roads they're going to add them front-facing cameras. It's live video. So everywhere they go, they'll have a live feed going into it. And he said
That was on the garbage trucks, and on the police watch, what they can do is if they have a crime that happens in an area, there's businesses that have agreed to let them access their cameras for that area. So they see something that happens at 566 South Perry Street, they can look at the businesses that have agreed within that area, and they can look at those things. And there's police officers that are doing that.
That ain't the way he explained it.
The way he explained it. I was here. I was the one asking him the question. But go ahead.
He ain't saying two people sitting there watching the ones who donated for their cameras.
Now you're talking about the road system one.
No, sir. He was talking about the businesses and anybody who wanted to volunteer their camera. They had two people right now already sitting there watching the ones who donated time. I know that's what he said.
They're not looking at just businesses all the time. They're looking at there's a whole city system of cameras that are traffic cameras that they're also looking at.
Okay, well, I mean,
Randall, I get so frustrated sometimes talking to you. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, he's going to add the garbage truck cameras to
I know that, and we've had, I'm the one that, you heard that on my show. I know that.
Well, I heard the other part, too. He's watching doorbell cameras already. I heard him say, if you want to donate your camera, you can.
He did say that. You're right, but he said they're not going to be looking at it all the time. Randall, thanks for the telephone call. David, let me go to you. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, Dano.
How are you?
Doing good. Hey, you know, I mean, the police frequently ask people, you know, for video from their nest or, you know.
Absolutely. They ask businesses.
Cameras and stuff, yeah.
Well, for example, somebody stole my credit card one time. It had a charge that was done at a gas station here. They went and got the video from the gas station, and they could ID the guy, but they couldn't see his car tag. They know the car, what the car looked like. They know the make and model. They know what he looked like at the gas pump, but they couldn't see the car tag.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you see, there was a video from a Nest camera in Atlanta that someone posted online a couple of weeks ago, where middle of the night, a black male looked like in his 20s, no shirt, walking around
saw that.
That was scary.
That was.
Jimmy indoors, you know, see if he could get in houses. So, you know, I mean, they definitely serve a good purpose. And I know people that have them that really, you know, really like them. I mean, it's not uncommon for the police to ask even a resident, you know, for their video from their Nest camera or whatever, if they have a situation where like a car was going through a neighborhood, suspicious car or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, but anyway, thanks, Dan.
David, have a great day. Can I get Cooper in here?
Yes.
Cooper.
Yeah, I'll be fast. Dan, personally, I think the best thing anyone can do, and you know, mostly what we're worried about is you're not at home, someone comes and breaks into your house. I think that's the main thing we're worried about. I think the best thing anyone can do is go to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy one or two of these $200 steel security doors. I put some on my mother's house because the guys, you know, what they used to do, they walk up to the back door, and if there's nothing like that on there, they just kick the door in.
Yeah.
And it tears off the trim on the inside, and they're in and out in 5 minutes.
Right.
So I'm not against cameras. Anything you can do, but I think these guys are so brazen, the camera doesn't bother them. They might wear a mask or a bandana or something, but I really feel like if they walk up and they see that security door on there, which you cannot kick in, they're not even going to bother. They're just going to keep walking.
Okay. Well, I've seen not once, not twice, but several times where people have walked up to my house, saw that I had cameras, and they turned around.
Oh yeah, well I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I would like to have cameras too. I think the more the better. And in fact,
especially up at the lake.
Oh I got a security guard.
That's good.
He's got the camera, but Hillwood, and I'm not totally up on what's going on. They are doing something with cameras now through the neighborhood association.
Good.
I think they've had the first one has been installed, and they got a picture on it the other day. But I'm not sure what the program, the whole program is. Temple Millsap's heading that up. So.
Oh, Temple?
Oh yeah, check with it. He can probably.
He's a good guy.
Tell you all about
Temple and Susu.
That's right.
Yeah, Carlton, their son. I coached their son Carlton in baseball. He's a great little athlete.
Anyway, you know, it's actually my mother lives by herself till 95 years old, and I would not feel comfortable. She's over in McGill State. I would not feel comfortable at all without those security doors on her house.
There you go. That and a shotgun, that'll slow them down.
Pardon?
That and a shotgun.
Well, she had a gun at one time, but we took that away from her.
Smart guy. Good talking to you, Cooper. Yeah, I tell you up at the lake that it's amazing what happens in the lake. I have a friend of mine that has a place up at the lake, and they've got a ring system. The only bad thing about a ring system is if it's at night, late at night, and you don't hear your phone, you don't see it. But he said people were pulling up to their house, up to their docks, going up and sitting up on their porch, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes and that kind of stuff. And you could see them. You could see them there. And he had not activated the audio thing where you could talk to him. He got that activated. That is not a problem any longer. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing. 'Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Dorian's expected to strengthen as it approaches the U.S. and could be a Category 4 storm with 130-mile-an-hour winds when it makes landfall. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The message, I think, right now is that all Floridians really need to monitor Hurricane Dorian and make the necessary preparations.
Dorian is currently on track to hit Central and South Florida Monday. The Justice Department Inspector General says former FBI Director James Comey violated FBI policies regarding handling memos on his private talks with President Trump.
He violated his work agreement, but former FBI Director James Comey won't face prosecution for leaking sensitive information. IG Michael Horowitz says Comey broke the rules when he stored memos in a safe in his home, leaking one of them to the New York Times.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a rare summer break for a couple of days with lower humidity. Today, sunshine. You'll feel the difference with a high temperature up to about 91. Tonight, comfortably cool for an August night. We were in the 60s last night. We'll do it again tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, more sun, still dry, tolerable humidity, high around 94. Low tomorrow night, 69. Then over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those random hit or miss storms. Plus, we'll be keeping a close eye on the future path of Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When the lights
272-9228, that's where we are. And the sun shines on the bay. Well, I can feel the weekend getting closer, Joey.
Me too.
I can almost smell the corona. Is that right? Temperature right in there?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Buddy. Buddy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan and Joey.
How are you, Buddy?
Oh, I'm doing lovely. It's beautiful weather out here. Beautiful blue sky.
I know. You're talking to two guys in an attic, so be careful.
Well, Dan, I like the idea of the caller before you had about security doors, but I'll tell you what really works is you get you a couple of 140-pound German Shepherds.
Oh, yeah.
A chain-link fence. That'll just throw a burglar in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. I used to be the proud owner of a German Shepherd, and when somebody come up to the door, that dog would hit the door, and you would think that Donka was going to go flying through there.
Yes, they're very protective.
Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. Donka would bite on command.
Ooh.
And if I said get him, he would get him. Bit my best friend on the butt, David Roundtree. Back during the old days in Montgomery, they actually had garbage cans. And so the garbage man was out and was going out and getting the garbage. They used to come to the back of your house to get the garbage. Donka had gotten out. Donka was a fierce German Shepherd. So Donka's running at the garbage man. The garbage man has a garbage can in his hand. And so Donka's running at him. He's going to take the garbage can and put it over the dog. Yeah. The dog was too smart. So the dog stopped. Donka just froze. And I was watching this. It froze. He'd already spent his load. So the garbage man starts taking off. And that is like, bite me, please, sign to a German Shepherd. Took him right on the butt. Right on the butt.
Oh.
I know. Jumped up in that garbage truck. And boy, did I hear about that. But my mother heard about that. From Emory himself.
Hey, Dan, can I get in on a Sweet Creek?
Absolutely, buddy. Give me your month and day of birth. Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yes, sir. I have several times.
Outstanding. You know, they've got that Boston butt on sale, normally $35 for $25. That's a heck of a deal. But you have to call 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Today is the last day to get that order in. Did you get his birthday?
No, what is it, buddy?
1227.
Missed it by two.
War Eagle, go Trump.
So tell me your prediction on the game Saturday.
I think Auburn's going to win it. I'm predicting 35-21.
I was shocked that Auburn would say 3.5-point favorite against a team that were Auburn's ranked 16. They're ranked 11. And
yes,
the hardest team that they play for at least a month and a half is Auburn by a long shot. They don't play anybody in the top 20. And
they're getting up for it.
I would think Oregon would be ready for it, because when you look at Auburn's schedule, that's a tough schedule, particularly downrange a little bit.
Yes, it sure is.
Buddy, thanks for the telephone call. We got you in. We're going to do that drawing about 2:30,
yes,
2:40 tomorrow. Listen in.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Guys, it's going to be a great weekend to get in on this Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. That $60 gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Keith. Keith, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great. Enjoying this lovely weather. Did I hear correctly earlier on that little news break that they're not going to indict Comey?
Not on the mishandling of emails and leaking.
Why? Do these people not have a set up there in Washington?
Do they not have what?
A set.
A pair. Some stones.
A pair, yeah, some stones.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a D by your name for a Democrat, nothing's going to happen to a single one of them people up there. Nothing. They're going to talk about it for 3 years and not do a thing to any of them.
Okay.
And I just kind of upsets me that they know these people break the law and they just let them go.
Well, let's say they're not finished with this whole thing. This is strictly on the memos. This is not on the FISA warrant. If the FISA warrant gets that same kind of treatment, I would be leaning towards agreeing with you.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens, I guess.
In the fullness of time, as they say.
Yeah. I just don't believe anything's going to happen to any of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get on that Spring Creek, please.
You got to give me your month and day of birth.
12-3.
Boy, we had a lot of Decembers going in today.
Well, it was a busy
It was a busy time, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
In conjunction with spring break. Keith, listening tomorrow, we're going to try to do that drawing around 2:30 to 2:40 tomorrow. Because whoever wins it, this is going to be a great weekend to win that gift basket.
Sure will. Y'all have a great day.
Have a great day. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the games.
You too, sir.
Thank you. Almost time to go.
Almost. You got another day, though.
I know, but I'm getting ready because I love this stuff. Let's see here. Former Google engineer accused of giving company secrets to Uber. Listen in.
A former star engineer at Google faces criminal charges for allegedly stealing company secrets about self-driving cars and giving them to Uber, a major competitor. The federal indictment filed yesterday in Silicon Valley escalates the high-stakes fight to reshape the future of transportation. Chris Van Cleve is here with details now of the case. Chris, how serious are these charges?
Anthony Lewandowski is being charged with 33 counts of attempted theft of trade secrets. Prosecutors compare these allegations to stealing the crown jewels of self-driving car technology.
All of us, generally speaking, are free to move from job to job. What we cannot do is stuff our pockets on the way out the door.
According to the federal indictment, Anthony Lewandowski allegedly downloaded and stole approximately 14,000 documents related to Google's self-driving car project before he abruptly quit and went to work for Uber. U.S. Attorney David Anderson is prosecuting the case.
I think the indictment bespeaks a arrogance that, you know, Silicon Valley is the kind of place where because we're all here to move fast and break rules, we can break the law. That's where we draw the line.
Yeah, one of the things they have at Google headquarters is break the rules. Is kind of a slogan of theirs. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dave. Dave, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I just laughing my tail off. I had to catch my breath. Let me tell you, in 1960 or 61, our black German Shepherd named Jet bit the guy just about like you're talking about, man. I was just cracking up.
I knew. So you're old enough to remember that when they actually had garbage cans.
I was born in 50, almost 10 in 60.
There you go.
I mean, it's just hilarious because they managed to get rid of a German Shepherd. I mean, we had to find somebody out in the country back then to take him. I mean, it was a big dog. I mean, he bit that boy. Woo! They came back about a week later and he had black areas on his upper left or right. It looked like somebody hit him with a baseball bat.
Yeah, let me tell you, Donka was in my bedroom one time and I was at the house by myself and somebody broke into the house and yep. They were in the house and I could hear them. And so I opened my door and the command was, get him, Donka. And Donka would tear up. That guy jumped through. There was a window that he opened. He jumped through the screen, through the vines that were on it, and landed on his face. And Donka was trying to figure out, how do I get this guy? So she finally just jumped out of the window, running after the guy, jumps into a car down the street. And I'm sitting there calling the police.
Man.
Donka said, I thought I had him.
I mean, really, the good old days, man. I tell Joey about it sometimes. I said, man, they ain't nothing happened like it used to, because back in the old day, you was afraid of anybody. It put the fear of God in you. Now people don't even believe in God.
There you go. There you
it's
go.
Sad, but put me down for, let's see, July 30th.
You got him?
July 30th.
7:30, and y'all have a good, I'll be in, I don't know, can I pick y'all up in Gadsden? I'm going to be up in North Alabama.
No, we don't go that far. I wish I did.
Oh man! Can
if you
I,
have
I
a call? If you have a smartphone, we do have an app.
We do have an app. You can do the station app or my app. Dan Morris Show.
I keep Joey on there all the time. He knows it. It's, you know, I got an Android phone, a G. What do they call it? A Galaxy S10.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice one.
You're up there, baby. You're up there.
It ain't but $1,100. Let me tell you, $1,160 this guy showed me. I said, you can take all these phones. I'm going to Walmart and get a $45 a month
one.
It
go.
Came down $400 and some, man. So, I don't know. It's just part of life. If you're going to go, you got to grow, you know?
There you go, Dave. You have a great day. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm really good. And you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Do you think Comey's out of the woods just yet?
No.
I don't either. I think
this is one fraction of the report. This
right.
is strictly the memos and the leak. This isn't FISA. This isn't a whole bunch of other stuff.
Right. About a year ago, my German Shepherd, I've got a, he's from a Red Stick Rescue Farm, and he's a monster. I had a guy come in my back property and try to steal a $7,000 mower, and my wife, they started barking, and he didn't realize that my house connected with another house behind me that we own, and she opened the back door. He was about 30 seconds from hooking up the hitch on the trailer, and that German Shepherd took, he was about 60 yards from him, and he took off after him, and him and a little rat terrier that I've got, and she runs the house pretty much, but both of them chased him straight out. He jumped back in his truck and hauled butt.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You want to see a dog that put fear in someone's heart, a German Shepherd will do that.
I love them. We've had three, and they're great companions. All right. Well, y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Roll Duke. Tide, I appreciate bro. It. Yeah, there's a story that's out that Governor Kay Ivey was in blackface at Auburn back in the 1960s. And so she just sent out a press release that she apologized for that insensitive.
Mm-hmm. Who's she apologizing to?
To all the people of Alabama.
All the people?
All the people. Mm. Blacks would probably be at the top of that food chain. Mm-hmm. I bet we better go to a break. What do you say?
All right.
Going to be back, Latrell, right after this.
Show.
And the sun shines on the bed. Ooh, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city. Oh, 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 oh.
Wanna carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Latrell did. Latrell, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
First time caller, long time listener. How y'all doing today?
I am outstanding. Tell me about yourself.
Well, right now I'm going up to take care of a family friend that is sick right this second.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad that you're doing that. That's very kind of you. How long have you been listening to the show?
I know for about 3 years right now, I think.
Oh, wow. Let me do this, Latrell. Give me your month and day of birth. We're going to put you in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing.
All right.
And so give me your month and day of birth, and if you put them in twice for me, Joey.
9-4.
Tell me what you called about today.
The Sweet Creek thing you was talking about, it'd be great for the weekend, and I'm like, yeah, it would be. And first time caller, long time listener. I appreciate everything y'all do and opening everybody's eyes.
What type of work do you do?
I'm retired at this moment.
Outstanding. I wish I could say that.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. It gets pretty
monotonous.
Monotonous, yes.
That's why I'm not retired. Let me tell you what you'll do. Joey will find me slumped over the microphone dead, is what basically will happen with me. I'm gonna work as long as I can. Latrell, thank you very much for calling. We're gonna do that drawing tomorrow, okay?
All right.
You listen in, my friend.
I will.
Thanks.
So we're going to be doing this till like 2050?
Yeah, there you go. Eh? Let's go to the phone and let's go to Madeline. Madeline, how are you today, my dear?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Beautiful weather out here.
Well, you're talking to two guys in an attic. Now, I'm going to be getting out of the attic in a little bit, but Joey's going to be stuck in this attic for another four and a half hours?
Yeah, 4 hours or so. Yeah.
4 hours. So y'all go easy on him, okay? Madeline, you there?
Still there.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm still here, too. Well, I just wanted to say hello, and y'all doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Madeline. I really appreciate that.
Can you put my name in the pot for the Sweet Creek?
No. Of course we can. Give me your month and day of birth, Madeline.
7-7. You want the year, too?
No, I would never ask a lady what year she was born in.
Cause you that's know, okay.
Do you know why? Because she slapped the yeah out of me.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, let me tell you,
I'm just proud of my 7 decades I've made it too, so.
I'm proud for you making it 7 decades.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for all you do.
Thank you. We're doing that drawing tomorrow. Listen in around 2:30, 2:40, okay?
All righty.
Thanks. It's going to be a great weekend to win that basket, Joey.
Oh, yeah. Very good weekend.
This is the last day you can get the $35 Boston Butt for $25. Pre-order at Sweet Creek Farm Market, 280 Farm, 280. Spell out the word farm on your phone, and then they'll connect you. You can get it, have it hot. Pick it up, carry it to the game. They will love you for that. They'll love you. So take advantage of that. Let's play the second part of the former Google engineer accused of giving company secrets to Uber.
Lewandowski is regarded by many as a legend in Silicon Valley and created the sensor technology at the heart of most self-driving cars. In a statement, Lewandowski's attorney says his client didn't steal anything from anyone, and none of the files in question ever went to Uber. In a civil suit last year, Uber agreed to pay Google's self-driving car company Waymo $245 million to settle the dispute over the technology, but the judge overseeing that case recommended a criminal investigation leading to these new charges. CBS News contributor Nick Thompson.
There have been other stories of trade secret theft, but I don't think there's ever been anything quite like this. Remember, Google was the first major company with this idea. They were talking about self-driving cars before everybody. And now it's not so clear who has the lead. And there are lots of explanations for this. But part of it is they entrusted the operation to Lewandowski,
Each of the 33 counts carries a maximum 10-year sentence plus hundreds of thousands of dollars in potential fines. Uber is not named in the indictment but says it's cooperating with the ongoing investigation. Lewandowski has pleaded not guilty.
This guy is a big player out there. I mean, this guy is mega wealthy for doing things like this invention and other kind of proprietary things that he has come up with. He's when you Google his name, man, this guy's a pretty smart guy, too. Let's go to Sean. Sean, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan. I got a question about James Comey.
Sure.
You know, I'm retired military, and when a new commander takes over, he's trying to correct or do things that he way he wants to do for his troops. So as the new FBI commander comes in, what's he going to do to set the table right?
That is a great question, and it's Christopher Wray. And Christopher Wray seems to be kind of playing I'm a company guy, and in doing some things people feel that he should be doing, that he's trying to protect too many people versus kind of get the house in order. That's just what I hear when I'm talking to my people in Washington and other places. I mentioned this on the show about 3 weeks ago, that I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden Christopher Wray were not the FBI director any longer.
Right. Can Barr add anything to that?
Yeah, Barr would make, and this would be perfect for him because of his past. He could make a recommendation of who the new FBI director should be. I think what they're trying to do is get through where you're getting the beginning of the FBI having a problem at the upper echelons, and then I think then the Wray stuff may happen. Can't guarantee it, but I think it may happen then.
Can you hook me up with a sweet quick?
Nope. Yep. Absolutely, Sean. Give me month and day of birth.
10/31.
10th. Happy Halloween. All Saints Eve.
Thanks
for the telephone call. Got your name in. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow between 2:30 and 2:40. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my
friend.
Good
show today, yes.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Can I hear the Comey, can I hear the Kennedy thing one more time?
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
But be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF edition of the Dan Moore Show. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.